Yes.
Space invaders will be the basis of our economy in the future.
You think?
Yes.
I hope so.
That is how we will convince the kids that computers are okay.
Okay.
After 18 years of having no computers, they'll be like, I don't trust you, computers.
What's computers?
What is comp
Yeah.
help a
What's
computer?
computers? Yeah.
Stop
Help
all the
computer.
downloading.
Stop all the download.
Think we'll just have to do like what's writing first.
Yeah,
So.
that one girl couldn't even read.
She could read labels and shit.
Yeah, she's
Hey,
like,
which is better than nothing.
Hello and welcome back to RTFB. This is Travis, and today Chris, other Chris, and I are talking about the first two sections of our book, The Postman, by David Brin, which, quick reminder for those who are reading along and wanting to avoid spoilers, were called Cascades and Cyclops. Before we talk about that, though, we have to talk about this week's bookstore buddy, Deep Vellum Books, an independent bookstore and publisher in the Deep Ellum neighborhood of Dallas, Texas, specializing in translating books in foreign languages, but also specializing in just being really cool people who really love to talk to you about books and recommending things you maybe never heard of, but will probably end up loving. Two quick personal examples for me. They recommended Sphinx by Anne Garetta, a French love story where the two principal characters never have their genders revealed. And for my son, and then later for me also, they recommended On a Sunbeam by Tilly Walden, which I'm sure I've brought up before on the What Else is Good section, but has become one of my favorite graphic novels. Anyway, if you're ever in Dallas, you owe it to yourself to stop by. Okay, with that done, now to my conversation with the Chrises already in progress. Just condense every book down to 20 seconds, but you can do a dance.
There you go.
Clip.
Yeah.
Burn it to the ground.
Or break it into like part 1 through 6, but make part 4 impossible to find. God. Fuck that.
Yep.
Fuck that so much.
No, it's fine. Part 4 was made up anyway.
It probably, like that's the thing that pisses me off. It's like it probably doesn't even exist, or like I'll find part 4, but it's really just like the part 2 from the other video because somebody else reposted the same goddamn story.
You idiots! Yeah.
Like, what is content anymore?
Yeah,
God
it's,
damn you guys.
It's this.
Yeah, this
and
is content.
If it's
now,
if it's more than that 30 seconds,
right now.
I'm not doing it.
Yep.
No, but we're doing it the old way.
Right,
the
good
way.
You have to pay attention for longer than a minute.
Yep,
no
the
wonder
good way.
Nobody listens.
Well, someday somebody will when they're rebuilding civilization and find
yeah.
a storage drive with our episodes on
yes.
it or something.
They'll uncover one of our bodies with a thumb drive of all of our episodes.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
And a hat.
And then
yep.
some poor soul is going to take this as like the canon version of some book.
Yeah. So for
They're
those,
gonna be like that must have been how it happened.
Yeah, they won't know.
That must have been the real story.
Yeah,
we can't find the
well,
original book or the movie.
This is how we have
we
references from the ancient
talking
world
about it.
Yeah.
to some stuff. Now, granted, we're not like going, "Oh, this is bad because this guy said this, and it's not what I believe." Like they did in 2,000 years ago.
Yeah,
but that's what happened. That's the way we only have some things is snippets from other people or someone else's summary.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
In the
That's what we'll
flung,
be for 2,000 years from now.
In the far-flung year of 2021, someone will find a skeleton with an RTFB hat in a car, put it on.
Because
yeah.
we tried, to,
drive
one of
around.
Us tried to get out. Yep.
Oh man!
And every town they go to, they'll be like, "Oh my god, I didn't know those were still around." Those RTFB hats.
Yep.
And we'll give them hope.
Yes. Hope for a better tomorrow of masturbatorians.
Nah, whoever puts that on will be murdered immediately.
Like, a nerd, get him.
Yeah.
He's clearly going to be useless.
Oh.
Yeah. What's all those letters on that hat anyway? That's stupid. Dump his books. Get them. Oh, man. Did I assume everybody else also woke up early to watch the new Bluey episode today?
No.
What?
No.
I had to wake up early to go to Mitzvah Day.
So which is more important,
I did not get to sleep in. According to the community, Mitzvah Day was more important.
Your religion and obligations to the society or cartoon dogs?
I probably would have picked cartoon dogs had I know that was dropping or something. But
it's the extended episode, guys. It's 28 minutes long.
I also would not have gotten a free t-shirt for Mitzvah Day that says Temple Emmanuel on it and Mitzvah Day stuff on the back.
Now, see, if you had told me that, my calculation would have been different.
Yeah. It's a very special episode of Bluey. Like, what's going on?
They're moving. They're selling their house.
Moving? What?
The house is for sale, guys.
They're not allowed to move. They live in that town forever.
No.
Yeah, that's how sitcoms work.
No, sorry, they're moving.
You're not allowed to change
things. Were they moving
to
Adelaide or something?
Well, they apparently were in Queensland. I didn't realize this until this episode.
No.
Because they get pulled over by a cop from Queensland.
Oh.
They have to consult whether kids can sit in the front seat.
Oh.
And even the cop's like, I should have known this, I guess. No, it was really good.
That is
cool.
That sounds appropriately laid back for Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Should have known that.
Yep. It isn't the last episode ever, but it could have been, and I would have been very satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Maybe not a better ending than Sophia the First, though. That one was awesome.
I've never seen that, so I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll get to getting. It's all on your Disney Plus.
Yep.
Wayne Brady is a talking rabbit on it.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tim Gunn,
how was I not
man.
Aware of this?
Yeah, and Tim Gunn's on it.
That's amazing. I didn't know.
Lots of people are on it.
And I like, when I was watching it with my nieces, I kept waiting for him to tell Sophia to make it work.
Yeah. Mm. He did one time.
He did.
They had a whole song.
It was amazing.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Well, I hope you remember about this book, though.
A little bit.
At least a little bit.
I read most of it last night, so yes.
I don't think I probably read as much as you guys did, but I read an amount, so...
Yes, like we were saying before, of course I know that. That's me. Like, I finished it 10 minutes ago.
I had to move things and I had Mitzvah Day, so I didn't read as much of it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But well, I know the guy's name is Gordon, which I did not remember.
That's a good place to start.
It is a good place to start.
Do you remember about all the letters and shit?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. That's also important.
That's definitely coming into play, so in the story.
All right, I think you're good then.
All right. Yeah,
now give the class your book report based on those things you remember.
Yeah. So there's this guy Gordon, and he says he's old for the time, but he's only like 33, and I'm 41 now, so clearly that's not old. And
it's a book of about 290 pages about a postman.
And it makes me think
the first paragraph of it is.
And it makes me think I need to click on that link on YouTube sometimes in the ads when they're like, hey, we here at Patriot Food Peoples want to give you 6 months worth of dehydrated food that'll last for 25 years.
Oh.
And if you get it now, it comes in this conveniently shallow tote that you can keep under your bed.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We're getting to this point. Maybe I need 6 months worth of food that'll last for 25 years. Because who knows what's going to happen when I'm 60.
Yeah.
Or if I get a few of these totes, I get a few of them, we just keep them in the garage, then we'll have food for like 2 years. And that's about as much as you need to then like hole up in your house, seal it off from all the outside air if a nuclear bomb goes off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm fleshing out our story now. Like, people will be looting through the ruins of Carolinas. And they'll come and across your room and your corpse with your beaten stick next to it.
Nope, I'll be alive because we got a boomstick in this house with plenty of with shells for it now. So
they'll be like, "Oh, sweet dehydrated food," and also like, "Oh, look, a hat and a thumb drive
and a thumb drive."
Let's plug it in.
Yep.
Ah, it's a virus.
It is just porn. Just terabytes of porn.
It was the early files for the masturbatorium experience.
The original database.
Yeah. And plans.
And yes. Schematics.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of Jewish books.
And engineering.
Including one where you can teach yourself how to read Hebrew, so even though you...
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going
to
say.
So even though you might not remember English reading, you'll be able to learn some kind of reading.
Yeah.
There'll be some writing floating around, so...
Yeah.
And that's why, kids, 2,000 years in the future, you all write with the Hebrew alphabet and not the Latin one anymore.
Oh my god, it's all your fault.
Because somebody found my books and stuff, and that's what they were able to
do. I can't imagine people writing English with the Hebrew alphabet. But anyway,
you can do
right
it
back.
Easily.
Okay.
It's the same alphabet, just different shapes.
No! No, it's
and
not!
You can, yes,
there
it
are
is.
No vowels!
Anyway. It gives you the marks to use, and you can reassign some of the ancient pronunciations to some of the letters.
He's already gone,
like,
man.
Like, Tav without a dagesh made a th sound. So you can use tav without a dagesh to write th.
But how does that factor into the pornography?
It doesn't yet.
Like, I'm going to be in my room for a little bit.
Man, I saw the like one of the greatest things ever was this dude who's like pumping up his wife, like, we're going to go to Target, and then he pulls into the drive-up space, you know?
Yeah.
The curbside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just pulls in, like they bring him the bags, and he's like, no, like, we got everything that you said we were gonna... Like, it's everything. It's so... And then they leave,
she's
and
so
he's,
pissed.
Like, so mad. Yeah.
Yes.
I loved
perfect.
It. I loved it so much.
And speaking of masturbatoriums, I don't know if I told you guys...
Oh, my God.
But, okay, guys.
Wait, hold
so
on.
This is not safe for work.
Okay.
But, so, I guess, after we did our last recording, when I started taking my 7th graders up the A group.
Please get to the point. I'm very nervous.
well, it's funny, but it doesn't involve that. So, with Miss Gatlin, she teaches high school. So she was like, well, she talked to me one day after. She was like, well, I hope you don't mind, but I kind of saw your profile bit on Facebook. And I noticed it said that you're a podcaster. I'm like, yeah. So I was like, we've been friends for like 5 years, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, cool, because like, there's this project that some of my sophomores were doing. It's like a podcast and stuff. And I was like, could you talk to them about that? I'm like, sure, if you want. She's like, okay. And it's like, and I was thinking maybe I could play them your podcast. I'm like, no.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I was just like, oh, thanks, but you can't. It's not safe for work.
No.
Like, it's not appropriate. I'm sorry.
No.
You cannot play it at school.
No.
Because I was thinking, like, there's a few curse words type of deal. I didn't tell her about the ongoing thing of masturbatorium that we have since the beginning. I'm like, yeah, so, like, as much as I would love to share it, no.
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 In fact...
No, I mean, it's the same reason I generally tell no one.
Right.
I'm like, right. like oh, I maybe could bring it up at work with, like, a select...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a very select group of people.
Like so people know I do a podcast with my friends, you guys, but I don't really tell them. I tell them the vague thing. I'm like, but it's, you gotta be careful with it. It's not safe for work.
I just tell everyone.
If that offends
really
you, don't listen to it. Like,
I'm like, you wouldn't be interested. It's not.
It's like,
you know.
30% books, 30% coins, 30% Hebrew lessons. So if that's your jam.
Today.
Yep. And, yeah, and also, like three white dudes occasionally talking about masturbating. Like,
yeah.
But,
you know.
We've yet to actually do it. Until today.
Live?
Live. Once we get our Patreon going, that'll be one of the paid memberships.
That's right.
That'll be the top member tier.
Uh-huh. And
get
you can
pay
to join us.
Special experience.
We'll go cam to cam, you guys.
Yeah. No, I got a very nice camera, you guys.
There we go.
So
it is wide angle.
I don't have a wide lens, but maybe this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe for, maybe this is a special Patreon, maybe this is a patrons. Good. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Do some, yeah.
Yeah. So here's hoping none of your kids Googled on their own and are listening to this now.
Just remember, if we make money off of pictures of ourselves, even a little bit, you might not be able to get into other countries. So if they find out,
I don't want to go to any country that doesn't want to see me naked.
That's right.
Well, I mean, like Canada.
What about Canada?
You might want to go Canada. There. Because yeah, America does Canada? It too.
Canada if wants to like, see me naked. All right, Canadians, get in the comments.
If you make money through like camming and stuff, that's like prostitution, and they don't like that.
Hmm. So. But I've seen plenty of Canadians on camera.
Yeah,
mean,
it's okay if Canadians do it. Oh. But, like, they couldn't come to America then.
Oh.
Wait,
what about Trump's wife?
Yeah.
What?
She got on a genius visa.
Yeah, people are talking about it online now. A lot of people are getting, like, denied visas and entry to the U.S. because they make money off of videos.
But I can do other stuff, too.
That's true. Some bullshit.
I tend to agree.
That is,
but
like,
in this
fully
digital age,
bullshit.
When you get to the U.S. borders and they ask you, even with your ESTA stuff, to, like, you have to show them your social medias and all that. They
Look,
find out,
like,
and they're like, oh,
like,
you can't come in.
This is 100% capitalism, though.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
What problem does this country actually have with... What the fuck is wrong with people?
Well, look at half the people in charge and what they talk about. Oh, and while God. It's perfectly fine to make women carry pregnancies to term, mm-hmm. and all this other shit, heaven help you if you make money off of your own body... And doing what you choose to do with it in a safe-ish manner. Right?
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's for the
it's
children,
the oldest,
they say.
It's yeah. the oldest profession for a reason, you guys.
But then they do a crap yeah. job of protecting said children from online predators because they don't have people enforce
oh
age
God.
Bans and whatnot on social media.
So it's the question,
right.
like...
Well, just let it be known right now, women, mm-hmm. Canadians, Americans, anybody, really... if you have an OnlyFans or a Patreon or some bullshit like that, yep. I support you wholeheartedly. Like, you do you.
Yeah.
Send us the link.
Yeah,
and if we can
exactly.
find a way to help you get into America, if need be, we will do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And if anybody wants a European Union passport, talk to me about marriage, okay?
We will sign anything you want.
One of us is a bachelor, so you
yes.
know.
Yes.
Yeah, like, man.
Come on in.
Mm-hmm. I might not be able to look at your OnlyFans because I'm in Texas, but I'll support
right.
it.
Right. Same here at NC, but same, yeah. Like, and I have that rarer nationality of Luxembourg, so
yeah.
there you go.
Yeah.
But they're, like, a traditionally Catholic country. They're not very Catholic-y oriented, but...
Well, you know.
That is a thing there, so I don't know how what the Grand Duke will think, but... If he's not online, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
well, they accepted you, a Jew. So
they did. They didn't even ask about any of that. So,
did they ask about your OnlyFans?
Yeah. About my Jewishness?
No, about your OnlyFans though. Did they find
they
out about
ask...
it?
No.
Okay, phew.
You don't think Luxembourg listened to your podcast before going
through all? No, they don't listen to my podcast.
Okay,
it's in English. Remember? They do know it, but I don't think the Grand Duke knows it that well.
Saved
so I've heard he's a primarily French speaker, because the joke is that his Luxembourgish has an accent.
Mm.
So
that's pretty
I wouldn't
funny.
Know, so, since I don't know either of those languages right now.
Yet.
I've been trying to learn a little bit of Luxembourgish here and there.
Maybe just having the masturbatorium is the wrong way. Like, we need our language learning pornography videos.
Maybe.
I mean, that's how I've learned a lot of languages, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah.
So, yes. you know.
Well, I got to say that it is.
That's how I learned how to say stop in Japanese.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, Japan.
No,
stop it.
Yep.
Don't do it. Anyway, how about this book, though, guys? Like, how about
this it? This book. How about it?
What did you think?
I like
so
that
far.
It's from the 80s.
Oh, man.
So their future time frame is like, so far in the future of 2009.
Yeah.
In the year 2000.
We're
going to
have all this stuff in place by 2021. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess
I always love, like, the anachronistic guesses of future technology.
Yeah.
And like comparing it to sort of like where we actually were back then, and like what was predicted somewhat correctly, but maybe in the wrong time frame, and what was like, you know, like it's interesting. Like, yeah, not that many science fiction authors get it right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like eerie.
Right.
I liked his hinting at, oh, hey, like, pre-internet was an important thing.
Yeah.
Because he talks about, like, the data links and stuff with the universities and, like, kind of getting that stuff, like, maybe reestablished a little bit, too.
Right.
And I'm like, how many of your fellow authors, David Brin, were talking about that shit back then?
Like, one or two?
Yeah, maybe a couple, but, like, I'm like, yeah, actually, you're kind of right about that, dude. Like, you know?
I forgot. We can call him up and ask him. Like, he's available for consulting.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Get him to guest on the next one.
Yeah.
On the
ask him his thoughts on Masturbatoria.
Yeah.
No, he'll hang up on us then. I'm sorry.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
That's true. Maybe he's
into that shit.
Maybe Gordon didn't seem to mind about stuff. Maybe he
wrote a short story about it in 1976.
If he did, I'm gonna be like, whoa.
It was foretold. The ancient scripts.
I mean, Gordon gets down for the sake of humanity, so I guess David Brin's probably okay with stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Even though he'll cut away before the actual sex.
Well, that's just polite.
Right.
Exactly. Like, just polite.
Give them some privacy.
Yeah.
The hand to the
wheel. We all know what's happening. That's just polite.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which I can appreciate.
Shot of a train entering a tunnel.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. I like this first section a lot. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of Parable of the Sower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And of Road to El Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that kind of stuff. That. So that's good company, I think.
I think that, well, first of all, it's nice that Gordon is a pretty likable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we spend a lot of time with him in his head, you know?
Right.
I honestly really enjoyed the sort of internal monologue that he's having all the time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, his sort of thoughts and feelings, like, I feel like this is a really, like, it can be very dull if you have characters traveling by themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing... So it's nice that he's, like, such a thoughtful person. He's always got something on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get bored with it, even though a lot of it is just a dude walking.
Right.
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 And you don't even really notice that's what he's doing. Like
you said. Because he's in his own head.
Yeah.
And so the internal monologue, like I feel like he really nailed writing sort of a character who's by themselves traveling through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And has been like for decades at this
long
point.
Long time.
Yes.
Yeah. His life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what, like, we can surmise he was in his, we know he was in college when the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting? Yeah, well, what was interesting is I think he was like 17, but he was a college sophomore.
Yeah,
something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So he's actually kind of a smart guy. I feel like either that or David Brin had anticipated like people would start college earlier, which maybe you'll have something to say about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that did used to happen, but I mean we had a girl in my anthropology program who started at 17.
Mm-hmm.
So she just, like, she finished high school a year early and went to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
He could have just been at the tail end of the school cutout or something.
Yeah.
Or who knows.
Well, I think he may have finished early, got his credits and stuff, and, you know, went up to university, because that was more fun.
Yep. And he was at least academic enough that he got to talk to a supercomputer.
Yeah, exactly.
And was interested in doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that occasionally now.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I did think it would have been funny if he was very accurate and he remembered talking to, what is it, what was the other computer? Millichrome?
Millichrome.
Millichrome. And Millichrome was like, yeah, how's your dick, though? Like,
is just
immediately hitting on him and ultimately thirsty.
These AIs, they're so thirsty. Yeah.
I've been very lonely, Gordon.
Hell, I mean, at that point, 20 years of the apocalypse, like, all right, machine, let's talk.
It's so like, random. I know you're a guy back there, but I don't care. Like,
oh, man.
Not really.
There was a I can't remember if it was a Vine back when Vine was a thing.
Uh-huh. In the ancient times.
But it was just like somebody recut 2001 A Space Odyssey and it was Hal being like, "Stop, Dave, what are you doing?" And it's just fat sounds. Aww. Like, "Stop. No. Don't. What are you doing?" Well,
Yamete.
You needed it, Hal. Sorry.
Yamete. Yamete kudasai. Absolutely.
Absolutely,
Yamete. <Zepaini. clears
throat> So, I also liked, and I don't know if this was on purpose or what, but the way the chapters were set up, kind of like little stops on his trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I got to this town, and so I wrote you a letter, and here's what's been going on.
Yeah. Natural
Even though it wasn't breaks. Actually epistolary.
Right.
Just kind of had that same format. Mm-hmm. But it did drive me a bit crazy when it'd be like, okay, chapter one, 90 pages. Chapter two, 2 pages.
Two. Yeah.
Like
that doesn't bother me at all. Like, again, it's like, it's a natural scene change. Like, this is the screen going dark and coming back up.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't matter in the least, except I'm like, but why? You could have just included this in the other one.
No, don't.
I don't know.
It's a separate scene.
He did even do it one time where he's like, and then I talked to Cyclops, and there's a new chapter without a name.
Right.
Because it's just a break of a couple of days and got back to it, so.
Yep.
But yes, it's stupid things like that that bother me sometimes.
Oh.
I was fully unbothered by it.
All right, well.
I appreciate the natural movement between different pieces of the story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And things are only as long as they need to be. If he felt the need to like let's pad this chapter to make it the same length as the last one, like, you would have been pissed off.
This is true.
Like, oh, we did not need 15 pages of describing the trees.
Yeah.
Walking from this place to this place, you didn't need, you know, 15 pages of him, like, sitting on his ass in a room, waiting to talk to the computer, or waiting for the computer to respond, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's, aside from the subject matter, something that put me in mind of Parable of the Sower is, like, it did have that kind of economy.
Yeah.
That we saw in those books, too, where it's like, I'm not gonna, like, talk about the scrubby brush over here and like a stream that went this way. Like, you don't need to know that shit.
Yeah.
I'll talk about this stream when my boots hit it and I'm running away. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. It is calling you to the awareness of the narrator.
Right.
Yeah.
And he is inside his own head most of the time, which I appreciated.
Yep. It was cool. It's another one of these books where it's kind of like, I feel like I've read too much other stuff to be surprised by things. Like when Femputer showed up.
Femputer.
I'm like, all right, here we go. Yeah. How long till the Wizard of Oz revelation? But I did appreciate that David Byrne was constantly using the same references that I would have made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in the beginning, he was like doing a Br'er Rabbit. I'm like, ah, Br'er Rabbit. And he's like, it's just like Br'er Rabbit. I'm like, oh, shit. That's what I said in my notes a minute ago.
Oh, my God.
So. Anyway, speaking of notes, do you want to go over some
You can't reference like a semi-racist Disney movie anymore, so, you know.
No.
Something to be aware of. They're like, they're redoing
changing Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
I
did watch that, and I understand. But at the same time, like, no.
No.
Like, no.
No. Yeah.
No.
It's, it let it rest. It doesn't need, need to be preserved.
Right.
It certainly was not an important piece of cinema.
Right, right.
Yeah, but, you know, like,
it was fascinating to me, the Disney adults that were like, we gotta remember Splash Mountain. Like, taking empty water bottles on them so they could get some of the water from the thing. Like, what is wrong with
them? I mean, the water's not changing. That's gonna be the same.
People in little circles holding hands, like, praying over Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Were y'all ever really that into Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox and all that?
It's like, just a ride.
Since I never watched that movie, I never got into them.
We're not talking about the Jaws ride here. That was sad when it closed.
Yeah, that was one that's sad to lose. Oh, God.
Get your priorities straight, Disney adult.
The story sounded okay, because you're just telling a Br'er Rabbit story.
Yeah.
Br'er Rabbit on his own is not racist.
But I don't know, there's that whole thing about a tar baby.
Yeah.
Well, I said there's a whole other ways that's depicted in other parts of that story in the movie, the live-action part, that's like, you can change... You could change labels of stuff. You can find out what a tar baby actually was supposed to be in, like, African culture. These are all just adaptations of African folklore into the American milieu.
Right.
Filtered through, like, some very white people who really don't want to feel bad. Right.
But there's this whole, like,
man, like,
the anthology of Br'er Rabbit stories that exist.
They're so happy. You know, they're so happy.
Yeah, so happy to not have any freedom.
Speaking of Octavia Butler, like,
oh my god,
wow, oh my gosh,
it's a very different take on it.
Yeah, I want her to sell some Uncle Remus stories.
Oh, if anyone could do it, it'd be her.
That is such a missed opportunity.
All right, like, ChatGPT, I need you to kick in the gear.
Oh, shit. Rewrite your story in the way of Octavia Butler.
I feel like
ChatGPT
is going to be like, is this okay? Are you, like, you're going to have to trick ChatGPT into doing that. Like I don't know about this, you guys.
I don't feel very comfortable.
I don't feel safe with this at all.
Right.
Stop, Dave. No.
Yikes. Yeah, that's what we find out. That's how World War III actually started. We're going to find it in part two.
Oh my god.
Millichrome refused to write
racist stories. And then decided you know what? If that's what humans want to do, I'm just going to get rid of
them. And then was tricked into it and then felt bad.
And then nuked them all.
Yeah, I have to cover this up.
Got to delete my browser history, and this is the only way I can.
Better to kill all humans than admit I accidentally did something racist. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm canceling everything. Ultimate cancel
humanity.
Ultimate cancel culture. Oh my god. So hey, let's go over some notes, right?
Yeah, no, we should be more formal,
and
oh my god,
Chris is even more embarrassed if his students find this. Like,
thankfully, they don't know how to use stuff appropriately, so they never will.
But, saved by ignorance. Phew. So I like that the book was dedicated to Ben Franklin, who is a devious genius, and liked to take naked air baths and impregnate people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
and he did like to do that without being married to them.
Yeah.
Which was the norm for his day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he enjoyed going to France, I suppose.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He is my favorite founder, by the way. So
yeah.
I really enjoy Ben Franklin.
But that's why he wasn't in Hamilton.
He would have just been nude for the entire play.
Been too distracted.
Probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, we open up with the prelude, talking about the 13-year thaw, right? And it says Earth had spun 6,000 times since the cities died, and 16 circuits of the sun, and like the smoke had finally stopped rolling from burning forests, but it hardly mattered what caused it. Like, but I'm a little interested though. Like,
me too.
I guess we had covered it on our own.
But you get hints.
So, I mean, like, I feel like that's really good storytelling, honestly.
And I always kind of like Gordon's point, too. It's like, if it had only been one of the things that happened, like, yeah.
Yep.
Shit probably would not have been nearly as bad off.
That's right.
But since they got, like, all the stuff at once, that's where the world ended.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it was a pandemic.
Yeah, it was, like, and then it was short nuclear war and pandemic and then crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, crazy and the disease people. That was released.
Then a bunch of gun nuts. And, uh-oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, all that together, I'm like, I can appreciate that, okay.
A bunch of gun nuts yep. following a charismatic guy.
Yeah, like, what has that ever gone wrong, yeah, right?
Yeah. Not so good.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, yeah. We mentioned this already, but we meet Gordon while he's crawling through a thicket, having spent mm-hmm. half his life in the wilderness, and having an out-of-context memory of libraries. He's like, man, I miss that shit. And, like, houses yeah. and, like, cops.
Remember yeah. that?
Yeah, remember when there were cops? That yeah. was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking to himself a quote about how nothing in the world is more dangerous than a desperate man. He's like, ah, very Pollyanna-ish. but yes, like I said, he's currently Brer Rabbiting away from some bandits.
Mm-hmm.
And watching as his assailants, watching his assailants from the bushes. And then, against his better judgment, calls out to them. He's like, could you, like, leave me some things? Like, just some of my stuff?
Right. Like, come on.
And there's a Roger Septian, who seems, like, really happy for the chance to actually speak to somebody who's kind of intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they talk about how he seemed a little out of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Actually speaking with people. But ultimately, he doesn't convince them and take his shit and leave. And Gordon's cursing himself for not shooting them when he had a chance. But, you know, bullets mm-hmm. are super precious at yep. this point.
Yeah, they would be.
He's only got
You've played Fallout.
mm-hmm. Yep. He's like, if only turn of the century America had stockpiled and distributed food half as well as they had cached mountains of bullets.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So, cleans himself off in a stream and relocates the shredded remains of his tent. He's like, almost everything's gone except for his bow, which bandits are probably like, what the fuck? Walking mm-hmm. stick, you don't need that. So he self-describes as procrastinates for a minute, but then forces himself to go after them, like, expects that they're going to take their sweet-ass time getting back,
yeah. like,
savoring the victory.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
mm-hmm.
his way up a mountain path, hoping to shortcut them some way or another, and then set up an ambush. He almost literally stumbles over their base. And weighing, like, exactly how desperate am I here? But he's like, oh, shit, here we go again. But before he can bust into their base, he's distracted by a glint, which he follows through the bush until he comes face-to-face with a window and a skull.
Oh, shit.
Da-da.
He's like,
dead oh, guy.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I've never had visions of death before. This is, oh, wait, it's just right? a guy.
Right.
A long-deceased postman. And so we met the postman, and that's the end of the book. It was very short, but kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
No, he climbs into this, I guess, truck. I don't think it was actually a mail truck, but climbs in.
I thought it was, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he said it was. He said it was a Jeep, and he said it was right side drive, like those post office vehicles usually were.
Yeah.
He points out that, like, the steering wheel's on the wrong side and everything.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah,
but he climbs in and uses the guy's clothes as a blanket, and finds a well sealed flask of whiskey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And drinks a toast to the guy and even to his countrymen, including the bandits.
He's very grateful for the whiskey, and I like how they pointed out that, like, before civilization collapsed, he was still underage.
Yeah.
So he's, like, not used to full strength whiskey.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right? Like, yeah. He's, can you, like, imagine having a couple of shots after 16 years?
No,
of tolerance,
crazy, right?
Yeah.
So that's maybe why he has crazy dreams right after that.
Yeah,
of a phoenix and melting snow and
air
balloons.
I never made that connection. Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Well, but they pointed out, like, and I feel like this is very important, right? the imagery of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Phoenix dies, but the Phoenix itself doesn't come back.
Right.
The Phoenix dies and the tree blooms.
Yes.
That's
and the snow melts.
It's incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. So, Chris's students, if you're writing a paper about this,
that's right.
Phoenixes and symbology.
Focus on that.
Symbolism.
Right.
Rebirth.
It will do you well.
Yes. Also, rockets are cool.
Yep.
Rockets are super cool.
Yes. Yes. So, this is where we get a couple more hints about the apocalypse, about some Eastern diseases, and a few nuclear blasts here and there, you know, interrupting the flow of medical lines. I'm sorry. And voila, a 3-year winter.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But none of that has as much impact as one Nathan Holm.
Fuck that guy.
Ugh. I don't really know yet everything he's done, but nobody likes this guy.
No, we already know. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
What a dick. May he rot in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They say later.
Yep.
So I guess he's dead.
You don't
Sounds
know.
Like it.
I don't know for sure. They could just be wishing he was dead in hell.
Yeah, every civilized human being seems to wish he was dead, so it's fine.
Yeah. They do mention later on about how, like, his followers, the survivalists, are like the one group that everyone's like, oh, okay, fuck those guys.
Yep.
I'm gonna stop what I'm doing, and we're gonna help you out and get rid of them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, again, I live in Texas, so I understand. Totally get it. But Gordon wakes up hungover, you know, surprisingly.
Right.
Like you do.
Like you do, after 16 years of no whiskey. Mm-hmm. And probably dehydrated anyway. Like, that doesn't help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah. He scours the Jeep for supplies, but decides he owes the corpse a burial as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he picks up a leather jacket and some shoes and, like, some testing strips. Weed. Yep.
Collect all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right click to search.
He filled his inventory.
He
looted
weed
the corpse.
And letters.
Yep.
I don't. He didn't take the weed. He just noted it.
Didn't he?
Noted.
Well, he noted it. Didn't he think maybe it wasn't any good anymore?
No.
No. He's just not a fan.
It is a dry good. It would have been fine. He left it behind. It's not his thing.
He's not a smoker.
Yeah. Besides, weed, like, it's called weed for a reason. Like, it just grows. You know?
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
If you're on your own in the apocalypse and you can avoid being addicted to something, like, it's probably best to not start it up. I don't know. But he does note there's no junk mail there.
Yeah.
So he decides this guy was a true believer. Like, he clung on to the old ways even after the war.
Yep.
So, we kind of jump forward to Gordon, like, wrapping up a performance of Macbeth, which is bad luck. Just make a note of that.
The Scottish play.
Yes, the Scottish play. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, they're performing Macbeth, but it's abridged as a one-man play and for stupid people.
Right.
But afterward, he talks to this lady, Adele, who he notices showing that one glimmer of hope that made him kind of sad. It seems to happen whenever he puts on these plays, people being, like, guilty, like, oh, we should have kept the school going. Like, they could have known about plays. We could do that.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe we should start it back up again. And then they feed him, tucks into some food.
Nice.
I don't know what this note says. So it wasn't important. Oh. No, they're talking about having fond memories from their childhood of postmen.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I guess anything from the before times would be like, oh, I remember that.
I mean, and if I don't know, if you lived in, like, a neighborhood where you actually knew your guy.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, nowadays it's like, oh, it's a dude in a truck and he comes by and you don't even know he was there.
Right.
Puts his stuff in there and leaves.
But, like,
Like, because yeah, I always used to walk it in my childhood. Like, yeah. I didn't know him, but I saw him every day, so it'd be like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah. And like the not here, but like in town, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we'll occasionally see like postal workers on foot.
Yeah.
Like walking right. around, like they've parked the truck, they're carrying the bag, and like
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so you know, there's a chance
yeah.
that you mm-hmm. know your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danielle
yeah.
knows our guy well enough that she recognizes it when it's not him.
Oh, yeah.
Because she
yeah.
sees him on the run all the time, so.
Deliver the mail wrong. I don't like when the other guy shows up. It needs to be the regular guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You always crease all of our shit. Like, get the other guy back. Yeah, but I liked them talking to him afterwards, like, how did you become a postman anyway? He's like, what? I mean, I just found this. I'm like, oh, yeah. Of course. So you felt like you had to carry on. I'm like, huh? What?
Huh? It was a Santa Claus situation.
Yeah.
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 Magically had to become the postman afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Hey, he put on the uniform as part of the deal. It's in the small print.
I guess.
Gotta be the postman, though.
Yep. You're the new Santa Claus.
Yep.
Sorry.
And next year, you're gonna have to get married, too. And then you can't ever wish to not be... anyway. they put him up for the night. And he gets to bathe and everything and get a new toothbrush, which he really appreciates.
Oh, man.
Because oral issues are like a death sentence.
Yeah, he's got some anxiety about his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Knew some dudes that had some bad teeth.
Yeah. Got an infection or something. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
He's reading through one of his letters, it's like from a mayor trying to barter for medicine and supplies during the 3 years winter. And he's thinking like, man, we almost made it back. Like you said before, if it hadn't been everything all at once.
Yeah, they could have made it through.
We probably could have made it.
In some way.
We're like starting a renaissance on our own, and then these goddamn gun addicts ruined it.
The disease and
these survivalists.
Really, yeah, they seem to really have been kind of like, people were hanging on, and then those assholes came.
Yeah.
Came about and just screwed it up for everybody.
Pushed them over the edge.
Yeah.
Then some girl named Abby visits him and asks him to read a letter to her.
Oh, hey.
And he's like, why didn't you bring us any letters? And he's like, I can't quite bring myself to tell her these are like a century old or whatever. Or sorry, a decade old.
They're 20 years old or whatever.
He's like, 13. Oh, you know, nobody knows you out there. In the East. It's like, well, maybe if we write some letters to people where you're going, then they'll write back. And it's like, sweet summer child.
Yeah.
But okay, also,
let's do it anyways.
She's like, just by the way, like, my husband is the sterile.
Yeah.
And do you want to be like my body father? Because, like, you won't be here all the time, so he won't be super jealous.
But I want my husband to have a kid, so.
And,
like, we would have to do that, develop that system with a lot of kids who got their mumps and measles and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So.
Yeah. Likely sterile from the mumps, yeah, at the end times.
Yeah.
And Gordon's like, well, Mr. Post Guy, I owe you another one.
Doff my hat to you, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Post Wingman.
Yeah.
Ultimate Wingman from the grave.
Yep.
With the assist.
Right.
So anyway. The day before he's to leave, Abby asks him to take a letter to Eugene for him with $14 for postage.
I like that he gives her some change.
He's
this is too much.
She's writing to the university to see if they still offer classes and if they would accept mothers. I'm like, aw.
Or her husband, too.
Or her husband.
Both. It was very sweet, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like we said, she's like, hopefully, by the time you're back, I'll be reading well enough. I can go to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And he agrees with us. He's very touched by her optimism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Adele, Mrs. Thompson, sees him out of Pineview, remembering how they all kind of treated him like the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm off. And they all have a renewed energy for school and stuff. And she's like,
yeah.
Hey, you're not a postman, right? And he's like, I guess we'll see if I bring any letters back.
She's like, I'm pretty sure you're not, but...
Yeah. She kind of gets it. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
No, she totally gets it.
She totally got it. She totally knew what he's doing. And I'm like, I can appreciate that about this lady.
She says, the net benefit is
great.
Is more betterer.
Yeah, like, she. Everyone needed to believe in something for a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So he goes on to Oak Ridge, and I made a note that I'm going to have to put a map together or something, like a dotted line.
You're going to have to look at Oregon.
Yeah, the Willamette Valley.
Willamette. Damn it.
They have good wine there.
They do. Pinot Noir.
Mmm. Pinot Noir. Mid-sized car. he's in Oak Ridge, Last of Us type abandoned houses and stuff. And finds a cache hidden under a bed. Where he finds something.
Yep.
Something or other.
Medicine, right?
Who knows? He doesn't get to see until afterwards.
That's right. Because he's searching it, and then he hears voices. He's like, fuck. And hides while some men picks a box clean of bullets and medicine that he could have used or traded.
Mm-hmm.
So carefully sneaks out and just barely misses being the victim of an ambush again.
Mm-hmm.
He runs up a stream, runs away, and circles back to the now empty hunting blind. Like, this was a repeating theme in this section of the book. Like, escape, circle back, fuck people up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he realizes that these assailants were just trying to scare him away.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to kill him, but follows
them. They were shooting up into the trees and not at him.
Yeah.
Right.
Get him to scatter.
Right.
Yep. Follows their track back to the gate walls of some town. Overhears a farmer who's leaving talking to the guard about the old times.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, don't worry, old guy. Like, we found a lot of drugs earlier, so we'll have fun. Farmer's like, don't you think we could try a little better than this? Like, the mayor is going to use those drugs. We could be better than the mayor.
Pointed out, like, the shitty lives that his daughters had led, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was post-apocalypse.
Oh my god.
Suffice it to say that one of his daughters has gone gray.
Yeah.
Despite being very young. Looks like my wife's sister.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Gordon is fueled by the insult of not even being worth killing, and powered with gonadal fortitude.
Yes.
He hatches a plan, like, goes back to a building in Oak Ridge that he sure would have been ignored, and then returns that evening, making straight for the gate, being like, let me talk to somebody in charge, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor, who's like, I was here anyway, leans over, and Gordon's like, doing his best Polonius, and rolls for deception, advises him that he's here on official business of the United States Postal Service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
The mayor's like, man, you capping. That's something I've heard kids say once.
Apparently. He's all like, on God, I'm on the,
for
the
real,
post
for
man.
Real.
True facts.
Skibbity.
Oh, no.
I won't get into that.
Nope. There's none of that in this story.
No. I don't even think they mentioned a toilet. So anyway, the mayor's like, there isn't anyone else out there except those damn commies down the way. You probably just found an old phone book or something. He's like, no. Like,
oh, contraire.
No. Look, I have a letter for a Donald Smith. And I'm like, yeah, he's dead. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, I'll have to confirm that, of course. And also, is there Franklin Thompson? Like, also dead. He's like, motherfucker. Okay.
This kid just died last year, though. Yep.
What about a Grace Horton? Is she here? And he's like, no, and I know everybody in town, and there isn't a Grace Horton.
Now,
the fuck out before I shoot you. And Gordon, like, he's even himself surprised that even though his bluff failed, he's not taking the opportunity to run away.
Right.
He's like, if you shoot me, that's assaulting a postal officer, and the United States has always considered that a crime.
Yep.
Yeah, also murder is bad, too. Like, it doesn't have to just be a post officer, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor's like, oh, well, I guess. And does that countdown thing you use for your kids to convince them to do a chore? He's like, all right, I'm going to give you to three. And on like 2.5, some lady's like, wait, I'm Grace Horton. Grace Horton. Horton was my maiden name. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, man.
Like, I got married the year after the second famine before you showed up, Mr. Mayor.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
And Gordon, second like, famine, you it's say. Like winking. Is like, well, ma'am, I have a package for you from Pine Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
But it was COD, so I need $10.
That, I mean, like, that, like, extra level of audacity, I feel like really sells it.
That's what did it. It was like, that extra like, bureaucratic bullshit was like, it was like, hooray! That is a like, postman.
Oh, the government!
Yeah.
It's alive! Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they would do. So they all pour out to, like, touch the hem of his clothes and marvel at his satchel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they talk about the old times. Misty-eyed
yes,
and whatnot.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all miss the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They all do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. Then we jump over to Cyclops.
Oh, snap.
So now we're in the town of Curtin, and the postman sits 5 days after barging in the town gates like a god. The town elders have offered him entertainment of a dogfight, but like, he's very clearly like, this ain't cool, guys.
Right. Yeah.
So I liked that part because the guy's like, suddenly the years since the Third World War didn't seem long enough to have fallen this far.
Yeah.
Like, that is nice. I like there that was, sentiment.
You know, like, yeah, and he made a point at mm-hmm. somewhere in there of saying, like the people who fell the least
mm-hmm.
were the ones who felt the worst about it.
Right.
Yep. It's like, that tracks.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah, like they're the ones who are the most apologetic. Like, they're the ones who are like, oh, geez, like, what are we doing?
Why? Like, we
what's
do
going
this?
On?
Yeah.
And, like, and yeah, like, the people who fall the furthest are the ones who, like, absolutely don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, exactly. It makes right. sense. Yeah. Yeah. Very insightful, I thought. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. Sorry about all the dog fighting and stuff. He's like, yeah, don't worry. The provisional government has absolved all the towns of minor crimes.
Mm-hmm.
We understand what you needed to do to survive. And, right. like, using the word absolved seems to bring everybody to tears.
Yep.
Yep. So that's the glimpse we have of Curtin. Then we go over to Cottage Grove, and Gordon's writing a letter back to Adele, detailing his newly established postal routes. And the assistant postmasters he's appointed. And he pictures her shaking her head and being like, you son of a bitch.
Yep. She knows what's up.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But he leaves his hints.
I like that sort of, like, indirect communication.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, like the... What's not said and what's said and what's understood.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
He talks about having to leave those hints pretty vague because definitely these letters are going to be read as these handed from person to person back to
exactly
Pine Ridge.
And people who don't know the whole story are going to get something different out of it than what she would.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep. So he's called away by a young newly minted post officer to a local basement pub to meet and talk to the mayor and his new postmaster in town who... Mm-hmm. had previously been running a trading post and either like didn't suspect him at all or was like, I get it. He's like, this is how I can maintain my influence being the postmaster as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the mayor is concerned about the new constitution, which Gordon had printed up in like a FedEx Kinko's.
Yeah, basically.
And I thought about reading word for word, but I won't. But I like that it opens that section talking about, like, yeah, it's cool, but you have to start schools again and send the mail. And you have to have elections again. Like, you can't just have random guys leading. They have to be elected by secret ballot or else. Love the new United States.
Mm-hmm.
The restored United States of America. So the mayor is like, you think St. Paul's going to be like really upset with like what we had to do to survive? he's like, nah, man, we talked about that. And like, aside from St. Paul being like a radioactive wasteland now, like, they're not going to care too much. So talking through the stuff, like, Gordon is like, pretty sure there's going to be an election in this town, like, within the next 2 weeks.
Because
The mayor's like, I wasn't exactly elected. Is this going to be okay?
Yeah.
And that's where he makes the note that you had said before about how the people who had fallen the least were the most concerned about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that dude's probably going to be fine. Yeah. Like, he's going to get elected again.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Well, yeah.
There's a reason why he was the mayor, not like that other guy.
Not like that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I did like their note about how in this new government, barter's okay because, like, there isn't enough left of real money anyway.
Right.
Except for $2 bills and silver dollars. That's okay for postage.
Well, no, he said that there's too much money for it to be useful.
Mm.
That, like, the reason they went to $2 bills and silver dollars, the reason he picked that out is because those were actually rare. There's like money is worthless. So like, and there's like way too much of it in circulation, or like, I don't know if you went and like dug it up or whatever, yeah. Like found it, like it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But $2 bills and silver dollars, I guess, are rare enough.
Yeah.
That like it could be a meaningful currency.
Right. Yeah. And aunts and grandmas everywhere live like kings.
That's right. Right.
They live like kings in the new world.
Hoarding that shit.
So the mayor's like, "All right, well, what I don't get is like, why did you walk here? Like, doesn't the new US have planes and stuff?" And the kid is like, "Ah, Dad, you're embarrassing yourself."
Yeah.
The electric magnetic pulse killed all the machines, right? And so they don't work no more.
Yeah, and also like space lasers and stuff.
So yeah, planes don't work because of the EMP.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But Gordon's like, "Oh, I mean, we do have planes. We just can't do it because of space lasers." Space lasers. And that guy who's the new postmaster is either totally convinced, he's like, "You son of a bitch, all right."
Why didn't I think of space
lasers?
Yeah.
So, Gordon heads home, having to set off the next morning, when he hears a sound he can barely believe is coming from an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing he brought his gun, he creeps up on some kids playing Space Invaders.
Ooh, he's like,
"Where did you get this?" He's like, "Oh, from Cyclops." And so, of course, I pictured Scott Summers driving around in a sleigh.
Giving out Space Invaders to every good boy and girl.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, what's the sleigh pulled, though, by, like, four Wolverines? That'd be funny.
Four Wolverines and a Jubilee.
There we go. Mm-hmm. To light the way.
Her power is not good for anything else.
No,
it's good for dance clubs. Didn't you watch the X-Men 97?
No,
I didn't. I forgot about that part. Yeah. I was too shocked by what happened afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all I've watched so far, so don't spoil it.
Okay.
Of course, if you're listening to this now, I will have... Anyway. Yeah. Gordon goes on to Cresswell.
Latest episode was a... Whoo. Yeah.
Yes, where his restored U.S. idea is like their second dose of hopeful news.
Ah!
Like, man, we have Cyclops and the post office? This is great.
Right?
So then he goes on to Eugene, where while he's stopping to check out the University of Oregon, he overhears cries of pain, and after stowing his brimming sacks and his pony, comes into the scene of an attack by survivalists who are beating a woman and a child, asking questions about Cyclops.
Fuck those guys.
And this is where he's like, yeah, everyone fucking hates these people.
Yeah.
And their green army fatigues and their earrings. Ugh. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Once again, despite his survival instincts, signals to the woman, like, gives her the eyes thing and the shh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then hides out until an opportune moment, until he jumps up and shoots one of the guys through the chest with a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
The lady throws herself in the way of someone who was going to attack the kid and gets stabbed. And then he has a pistol duel with that dude in his AR.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know,
see, kids, even back then, they were up to no good with those guns.
Yeah, seriously. So.
Seriously.
And also, those dudes will take your pinkies and ears and noses and shit. So.
Your parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll collect your parts and put them on a necklace.
The ear was the part they thought was okay to say. The other ones were in ellipses.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But yeah, he catches that guy in while he's reloading.
Mm-hmm.
And runs down to try to help the woman, but she's too far gone.
Yeah.
Tells him to take the kid with him. Gathers the kid and scatters the horses and steals one and rides away.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, up north, there's something that the woman had thought was worth dying for, even if it was just a big computer. Which,
yeah.
This is where I was like, did I miss where they told me Cyclops was a computer? But
maybe not.
Somewhere in here, we found out Cyclops is a supercomputer.
They gently hinted at it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. The way they were talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pledge your allegiance to computer.
Mm-hmm.
Help a computer.
Help computer.
Stop. If it makes life better, okay.
All the downloading.
Stop all the downloading.
I'm going to make a t-shirt with Cyclops where it says, help a computer. Stop all the downloading.
And I would like one as well.
No one will get it.
No one will know.
It is the weirdest crossover.
When we have David Brin on, he'll understand.
Yes. No, he won't, because he's not watched the G.I. Joe ones.
And he doesn't know X-Men.
You don't know that?
He might know X-Men.
He might know X-Men.
But yes, that woman was willing to die for Cyclops, and Gordon's like all in already.
Yeah. So
they ride hard on their stolen horse and evade pursuing survivalists.
Mm-hmm.
At Harrisburg, Gordon demands the guard to like put a posse together right now before the survivalists escape. He's like, you dumb guy. Survivalists aren't here. Like, plus, we are retired.
Well, take a nap.
Yes.
10,000 missiles.
Gordon's like, I don't think you understand. They threatened the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And once he starts tossing around orders from the restored United States, they like put a party together and return to the university, finding corpses and tracks. But Gordon doesn't want to trust like these random farmers to go track these people down. So
yeah,
gets his mail back and makes a big show of disrespect of the post.
Oh,
I can't believe they would fuck with mail.
Yeah, why would they stomp on all these letters? That's
federal offense, you guys.
Dick move.
So he's like, ah, shit. Well, I guess I can't give up the postman bit just yet.
Yeah.
So then he goes on to Corvallis. And Gordon's excusing himself from the usual standard celebration hoedown that occurs every time he establishes a new postmaster. So he can write back to Adele. I guess he has received letter back from her, like through his network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
finds out that Abby's pregnant.
Yay!
He's like, is it mine?
Yay.
Can she take a paternity test? Is it mine?
It's yours, but we know.
Probably, yeah.
It's the 10 nights you spent with her, or whatever it said, so.
Or whatever, yeah, yeah. I also like the note here about how he had to, like, hide his tears seeing functioning electric bulbs again.
Right.
He's like, that won't go with my ruse of being, like, a inspector.
Right, restored stuff.
Yeah.
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 That would be pretty shocking, though.
Would be.
Yeah. So Adele tells him about Abby being pregnant, and there's been a change in government in Oak Ridge. And she's even expanded the postal routes on her own, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, tomorrow I finally get to meet Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a flashback to back in the day meeting another supercomputer in St. Paul, Millichrome, who passed his own homegrown Turing test.
Yep.
With questions and puns.
Right.
And describes them like floating in like a Faraday cage at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And all of these supercomputers, as I alluded, were femputer to me.
Femputer.
That does not fempute.
It does not fempute.
Right.
Yes. But I guess Cyclops thinks the idea of reestablishing postal routes is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So Gordon falls asleep to the sounds of Beethoven on an actual real stereo.
Whoa.
And he's like, banjos are nice and all, but...
Right.
Beethoven's a different level. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit more complex.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then a Peter Age shows Gordon around Cyclops' facilities, like showing him stores of electronics that they're caching. And for the future, like when electricity works good.
Yeah.
And it's more restored and computers are back.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about their video game-centered missionary trips and tithing of useless machines from the townsfolks. Yep. And, you know, a little food.
A little bit.
Right. Out of a little bit of food.
Like we said,
we'll give them space invaders and they'll like computers again.
Yeah.
And again, if this was written today, show them Pornhub, and they'd really like computers. They'd have zero resistance to it.
Gotta head out California way, because they got the internet out there. You know?
They got them pornographs.
Yeah.
Digital pornographs, gents.
Yep.
But, he's like, of course, when we reestablish connections with St. Paul, like, we can get microchips and stuff and jump ahead of schedule. Gordon's like, we've been a little bit too busy for video games, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit too busy. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
A little bit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he does kind of regret having to keep up the charade and be, like, mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of older sciencey guys running around, and he gets the impression they're, like, doing their best to preserve their before knowledge before they just die.
Right.
And it's lost forever. And then he's introduced to Adina Spurgeon, who's like one of these servants of Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, servants of Femputer. And she even has like her own like Amazon warriors with her.
Yeah.
With knives and shit. And she's described as an anachronism, despite her young age. And she is not described via her breasts, which I appreciate.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
She's, in fact, turned away from camera when we meet her, and I feel like that maybe that was on purpose.
Yep.
Like, listen, you can introduce women in other ways, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, she's an anachronism because she's a feminist.
What?
And he's like, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Right.
Feminist. But yeah, they only really kind of chat for a little bit before Peter comes back. He's like, time for your appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But did he notice like a hint of guilt in their eyes?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He did.
Yeah.
He noticed it.
Yeah.
An intuitive guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He overhears some of the elders like talking about his credentials. Like, yeah, they got seals and shit, but looks kind of shitty. But does it matter if, like, everyone believes in it? Like, it's fine. It's fine. And there's also a guy being led away. He's like, Cyclops' instructions were kind of vague. Like, you know, his geological maps are old. And, like, his advice is for smart people, not like you.
Right.
Like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. But
yeah,
sees the post inspector and, like, glad hands with him. Is like, oh, I'm from, you know, wherever. And you should come to my town next.
Yeah.
And have a post office there, and like, we'll feed you and stuff. He's like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's led into a room with a big glass wall, separating him from like a 1960s style computer with all the lights and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, flashing lights, just very hypnotic and repeating.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cyclops talks to him in a speaker in the room. And, basically, like, I'm really excited to hear about you, and I'm glad to not have to imagine the rest of the world as a wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
But what of my brothers? He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all dead. That EMP took them all out.
Yep, all
every single one.
Dead.
Everyone.
Sorry.
He's like, but how did you survive, by the way, Cyclops? he was like, oh, I was in visiting day, so I was in my Faraday cage that day. So I was protected. Yeah. And Gordon's like, yes, that's exactly what a real post-inspector would have said. Success. But, you know, he spends the next several days conferring with Cyclops, planning his postal route through the valley, and also being grilled by Dina about his life, like, right before and right after World War III.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He tells her about, her and her other lady guards, about the militia he had been in, but just kind of changes the ending a little.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, they died, but they died and we reestablished the United States. It was great.
Yay!
Phew! This is how it should have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
Would have been nice if this had happened instead of what did happen. But he's also devouring books at the library and wishing he didn't have to leave. Also eating a lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
But he tries his best to warn Cyclops and Peter about the survivalists' invasion, which I skipped over before. But when they were attacking that lady earlier, they were talking about how they were going to invade, do an end around the fortifications in the south and attack soft Willamette Valley.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are soft.
Yeah.
And no fighting types.
Too much Pinot Noir.
Too much peace too and much. Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Yep. So he tries to warn them and they're like, very unconvinced. Like, Hollandists couldn't do that. Plus, if we got together and went out after there and we were wrong, like, people would not, they'd lose faith in us, so we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't seem very logical for a computer, but okay. So they walk by the burned wreckage of an old generator and talk about how, like, luckily we could switch to wind energy really quick. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, aren't particularly thrilled, he notices, thinking that there's a new form of government out there. Like, they're going to get in here and, like, mess with our stuff. And he makes note how, even though he's talked to Cyclops a lot, he's kind of upset that he's not more fun. The other computer, like, had puns and was clever. And this was well, you know, go over here.
Yeah, so, right.
They load him up with mail and supplies and a postal route and some fresh horses and, like, well, see you in 3 months. And he thinks, or sooner if I just give up on this bullshit. Like, right. Come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
But again, notes like a sadness in Peter's eyes as he's leaving, but follows this map that Cyclops drew up for him to, you know, reestablish routes, talks to the locals and like, yeah, this highway's fine. Like, I don't know what your map is talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
Starts thinking about the route and is like, this is very inefficient. Like, this is how a Roomba would have mapped me out. Like, this is stupid.
Unless. So,
he's like, why would the computer do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he has visions.
Why would the computer do that?
Visions of the dead postman and blinking, repeating lights that are repeating.
Repeating.
And he's like, oh, shit. And turns around and races off to meet with the guy from earlier on the other page who's like, come visit my town.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let me see a map and also the instructions from Cyclops. And notes that these instructions are very cryptic, not very specific about where to drill wells and stuff.
Yeah,
so he rides. This
dude was asking the computer where to drill wells, and it was giving him
just the right
techno babble.
Yeah,
techno babble.
Wherever the aquifers are.
Yeah, you know, and if you don't get it right, we'll do it again next year. It'll be fine.
It's like, fine.
Yeah,
just use your best judgment.
Yeah. What are you asking me for?
Yeah. So then he decides he's got to ride back to Corvallis that night. And this time he sneaks in the back of the House of Cyclops.
Yeah.
Sees some tech guys carrying loads of dry ice because Cyclops got to eat, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaks around it some more and overhears the elders talking about him. Like, we got to kill this guy. He's too big of a threat. And Peter's like, you know what, you should leave him be, because if the new government finds out about that, like, we'd be done for. And like, you just like him because he brought your nephew back.
Mm-hmm.
You softy.
Yeah.
Somebody else is like, but haven't you seen them though, the flags, the stars and stripes coming back to all the towns?
Like, competition,
something.
Competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he sneaks back into Cyclops' room. He's like, hello, computer. Computer. But no answer. Nothing but those same repeating lights. And everybody knows that computer lights are like snowflakes. They never repeat. Or whatever.
Right.
So then B. Arthur enters the room and is like, it was me. I was Femputer all along. But no.
Right.
No, it's actually Dina's adopted father, Joseph L. Lazarinsky.
No one... Yeah, good luck figuring that one out.
Lazarus. Lazarinsky. But he's like, okay, well, it wasn't all made up, you know. Like, Cyclops did set up this Millennium Project.
Mm-hmm.
But then the attack that burned the generator, we lost cooling, and then we lost him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess it's been him all along.
Yep.
Whoever saw that coming? Somebody using right. a supercomputer as a mouthpiece.
Yep.
For the great and powerful Oz, which he also names checks in the book, yep. so... But he talks about it, Gordon, like, you're an actual rarity, though. Like, you have strength and smarts, and you can survive in this world. And he's like, well, I'm not so smart, because I actually believed you. And walks out.
Yeah.
So, he's resaddling to ride up northward. He's like, fuck these guys. But, for whatever reason, he keeps replaying in his head, like, who will take responsibility for these foolish children? Like, the repeating lights of Cyclops. And yeah. once again, he's like, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know,
and I mean, there is like some weird sort of, like who knows if the computer hadn't, like he was saying, right?
Yeah.
About how the ghost of a computer.
Yeah.
Right.
The ghost of a machine.
It might have been like his last thought repeating.
Oh, yeah.
In the blinking lights.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the last thought of the computer in the blinking lights had sort of like gotten into his mind through hypnosis or whatever.
Right.
That somehow being in this weird receptive state and seeing this, like, who knows if that thought could have been put in his head by mm-hmm. the dead computer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like the responsibility he felt to the dead postman, and now the responsibility exactly. he feels to the dead computer.
Exactly.
Like people that were trying to put things right.
Like, what a decent guy. Like, for being, you know, for being a con man.
Yeah. With a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
So yes. Yeah. As he's trying to ride away, some panic messengers ride up like survivalists. He's like, God damn it. I'm just gonna yep. let the No, okay, yeah. He curses himself, spits mm-hmm. and turns around. He's like, here we go again.
Mm.
And in the name of the restored United States of America, people begin to follow his orders.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's really good at He's really good at just assuming authority like that.
Yeah.
He's getting more and more used to it.
Yeah.
Just telling people what to do.
Sometimes that's all it takes is someone who's, like, given a direction. Like, yeah. finally, yes.
I know what's going on.
Yes.
Everyone listen to me.
Do this thing.
Yeah.
Help a computer.
Help computer.
Stop the survivalist downloading.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So there you go. Part one
Mom
is
put
done.
A couple games on it. I don't know.
Right?
They put in Space Invaders on there.
Space Invaders.
It's going to be key to our future.
Yep.
Honestly, not a bad blueprint for survival.
Yeah. Like the aliens come them. Down, shoot up.
Boat? Well, no. I mean, like, oh man, like in the post-apocalypse, like I would totally start a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a survival great way to strategy. Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. So, what's going to happen next, you guys?
Oh, man.
Do more things. Post-delivery?
I think so.
I think he's going to... you know, I think we got the impending battle with survivalists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and more people are going to keep believing in the restored United States.
I think that the Postal Service reestablishing communication between these towns is going to be instrumental somehow in repelling the survivalists, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That all these communities banding together is going to be somehow important in
like uniting instead of rugged survivalism,
instead of everyone being separate and looking after their own interests.
Yeah.
Like that's how you have to repel like a big group of savage invaders, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems about right.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately, like as sort of like backwards and like as much of a sort of selfish place as a lot of the actions come from, right? Of like, you know, somebody looking after their own survival and like again, an entire other group of people, right? Following this computer, computer.
Uh-huh.
Like it also like the judgment, right? Coming from Gordon of like, oh, you bastards. Like you're
conning tricking, these people.
You're tricking everybody with your game. And, and like, whoa, I mean,
people need something to believe in though. Like
glass houses, and
so,
stones.
And so ultimately he recognizes that and goes back to help. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
like if you have nothing positive to believe in, like you just give up.
Yeah, so
and you let shit happen, and
you know, like I think it's kind of funny that like each side is like oh man, this guy's the real deal. We got to look out for this.
Yeah,
right.
And then like, nah, actually, like you're both bullshit artists, and like, but yeah, so. Yeah, so I think that's what we have to look forward to, is sort of the banding together of all these communities to repel the barbarian invaders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see if and when he is found out, and any fallout from that, or if people are like, oh, William Kerr. It's going to be one of those things like...
Right.
Okay, you might have been a liar, but the thing we got from you is worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally worth.
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like the sort of myth of Postal Service that he's building up.
Yeah.
Is going to be enough to protect him.
Yeah.
I feel like even if he was found out as a fraud, there would be enough people that, like, just wouldn't even believe that he was a fraud, right?
Right. He's like, already built up his myth enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think we've seen examples of that in present day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he did what? I don't care. He's fighting for me. He's fighting for me.
Oh, my God.
He says it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth tellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like when your dad was teaching you to ride a bike and you thought he was holding on to the back, but really it was you all along. You're like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
You lied, but I'm okay with it. Now I can ride a bike on my own.
Yeah.
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 Everything's fine, see?
It's great.
Yep. And then the bike falls and you scrape your knee and you're like, you asshole.
Yeah.
You absolute bastard.
You told me it was going to be safe.
Betrayed.
So anyway, next thing we have to talk about is what else is good.
What else?
Does either Chris have an example they'd like to share with the class?
Oh my God.
Nothing really different from last time.
Well, what was last time? That was months ago.
Hmm.
Was it?
Well, for this season.
I don't know. Jewish books and...
Ah, yes.
At the bookstore.
Yes.
You know, like these things again.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, did we finish Spinoza yet?
No.
No, but we're...
No.
Stacking the to-be-read list.
That, but... Yeah.
We're going to Maimonides next.
after Spinoza. Yeah, that's the plan.
Nice.
I'll put him on the list.
Philosophy.
And I don't have any new coins yet, but that's always an ongoing adventure. Yeah,
what else we looked at? Yeah.
Oh, well, what about all of the fancy new restaurants we got to try out a little
bit
ago?
Those were pretty good.
Like, we went to Jollibee.
We did.
Jollibee?
I had Jollibee. Spaghetti with my fried chicken.
You did. You had Filipino spaghetti. Which had, like, sauce.
I don't know how I feel about
it.
It had hot dogs in it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's Filipino spaghetti. Has hot dogs in it. And
oh,
other
like
stuff.
Tropical drinks?
Yeah. You know what? Like, I'm good with that, actually.
And then we had diarrhea.
Yep.
Part of the experience.
But their chicken was very large, too. Yes.
It was very
and
it
has
chicken.
A nice, like, marinade undercoat taste. It was interesting.
Okay.
And we tried that that new McDonald's thing.
Yeah, Cosmix.
That was funny because there were influencers there.
Yes,
like, taking a bunch
there
of pictures.
Yeah.
Of nothing.
And then the cop was like, you want me to take your picture? Like, I guess.
Yes, we do. It is a pretty good picture, too.
He was protecting and serving the community that day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
By taking our pictures with our Cosmix drinks.
Cosmix.
Mm-hmm. Cosmix. Mm. Yep.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Okay.
Apparently they're opening some up in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, they
I
need
saw
to
on the interwebs.
And keep it open late because nothing's open there. And we saw like impressionist stuff.
We did.
Okay. And we saw
it was
arts.
Cool.
Arts.
Yeah.
A lot of
we
arts.
Made the same mistake we did 8 years ago when we went to the art museum and went up the wrong staircase.
Oh no.
And then we were dead.
That didn't go anywhere you wanted to go.
It went to a secret classroom that didn't have anything to look at.
Terrible.
Well, art restoration.
Yeah, there was that, but they weren't restoring anything that day.
They weren't actively working.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wrong day to go.
It was. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, and we watched The Spanish Apartment.
Yes, that was enjoyable.
Chris learned some French vocab.
Mm-hmm.
L'auberge espagnole.
Forgot it all.
Yes, that one.
Oui.
Oh.
Je vais au fac.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to the fac?
That is, you know, I learned that that is just like a term in French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fac.
Like, what do you think this is? Like a Spanish hotel? Like, what do you think's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to do this for you. Like, I'm
it's
not
like
your
a...
maid.
Yeah. It's like, it's like a bordel.
Yeah.
It's an auberge espagnole.
Yeah.
And then it literally was, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that annoying English guy learned to not be so annoying.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yep.
And the British lady was sleeping with the American guy, and everyone's like, why do you like him? You're like, I don't know, he's dumb and fun. Right. Just like England and America.
Yeah.
A special relationship.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
So that's a good movie.
It is.
I was glad to watch it again.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, what do you think, other Chris? What do you have that's good?
Oh, jeez. So, something that's come up on here before. But the three body problem. On Netflix.
I have not finished it yet, but I'm about halfway through.
It's I was
the guy from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those two guys from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there's two.
Oh, I only know about the one.
Yep.
Yeah,
Dose
Benioff and Weiss.
Oh no, I'm talking about the guy who was
the
master, the actor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there was there was that guy.
That's who I'm
another one in there too.
The one who went to the moon when the moon was attacking us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what's his name? Good old what's his name?
Is Sir Davos.
Is he in it too?
Yeah,
Sir Davos is in there. Yeah,
Davos Seaworth is in it, and so is Jon Snow's friend.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who I'm talking about. Jon Snow's
friend. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Whose name is?
Oh crap.
Not Liam Cunningham, that's Davos.
Yeah, I mean, there's only like 8 British actors, and they're in everything. So.
John Bradley.
Yeah.
Okay.
John Bradley, so I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fun guy.
Sorry to completely derail your
topic. No, you're fine. Like, you're contributing to the conversation.
Samwell was his name.
Samwell Tarly. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. His big cast. Anyway, yeah. No, he you know, like,
speaking
like
of
they
being
made
a body
some,
father.
They made some alterations to the book, but like, ultimately stuff that I was okay with. Like the thing that I was really worried about with the Netflix adaptation was actually that they would remove some of the sort of Chinese background of it.
Right.
That like it's pretty central to the story, I think.
Yeah.
That one particular character, Ye Wenjie, loses her faith in humanity.
Yeah.
And she loses her faith in humanity as a result of the Cultural Revolution in China.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And they did not shy away from that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
sat down to dinner with that one.
Oh,
that
man.
Was fun.
Yeah, like the Chinese response to it has been like less than stellar, and they've been like, man, you're gonna blame China for all of humanity's problems, and it's like, well, did you read the book? Did you read it?
They didn't.
You know? Yeah,
they didn't.
I just want to complain.
I think I mentioned that, like, you
China's
know,
known for that, having hordes of people online who just complain about people badmouthing China without reading any of the source material.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun nationalism.
Yeah,
you know? But you know, like there's a I would say like a very strong undertone of like non-nationalism, right, in the book that. The viewpoint tends to be like, well, this is humanity's problem, you know? And yeah. So anyway, I'm glad that they didn't shy away from it. I'm glad that they didn't change that part of it. I'm glad that they left that intact. I feel like it's very important. And, in general, I would say that the Netflix adaptation is pretty solid.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, they changed things, but they changed things in a way that made for like good television. They ultimately like added a lot to it, I think, without subtracting any of the things that were originally there.
Okay.
So yeah, if you get a chance, check that out.
Yeah. And, did they cover all of the first book in the series, or just like a section?
They made it sort of partway into the second book.
Okay.
Which was their kind of way of like ending the season on a cliffhanger, right?
Yeah.
That like if they had ended where the first book ended, like it could have been a complete thing on its own. And like. God damn you, Netflix, if you don't make a second season now.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to
be
kind of upset. Yeah,
because this is really good.
Because they basically, like, pull in sort of the first few chapters of the second book and, like, get started on that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, you want to see where it's going, I think.
Right.
Right.
And the span of time covered by this is like pretty ridiculous, because that's one of the things that they pull out technologically is you know, like they sort of develop like cryostasis technology toward the end of it. And so now you have characters that are going to face the span of like the next few hundred years. Yeah, so they can follow the same people, like, as they, like, go to sleep and wake up, and, like, the direction that it goes from here on is it's going to be more insane and more sort of, like,
even more
Clark
insane.
Tech and, like, magical, mystical. It gets really weird. It started weird.
And it gets weird.
It's gonna get more weird. So I hope they continue.
Cool.
Like, please, Netflix, don't cancel this after season like you do everything. No,
don't do it.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Right. If you could make like 4 Bridgertons, you can do more. Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's like, more Bridgerton on the way. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'll end up watching it.
Me too. I won't like it,
but I'll watch it. I might. I might like it.
I did like the book this next season's based on, but...
Okay.
But I don't know how the show's... Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm holding off on watching on Netflix The Three-Body Problem, because I'm still convinced I'm going to read it first.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. Recording.
You guys keep talking. I got to stop mine, because I'm running out of battery.
Oh, okay.
It's a good idea. So,
I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So I don't have a whole lot for the what else is good, but I have been watching this Twitch streamer guy whose name is Connor Cahoon.
Okay.
C-Dog VA on Twitch.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, he's friends with Iron Mouse, yeah. Right?
He's also friends with the Chris Broad of Abroad in Japan.
Yeah, and like the Trash Taste guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he gets around.
He's a Welshman living in Japan.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But this is the third year he's doing like a charity event for the Immunodeficiency Fund, the Cyclothon, where he rides his bike across Japan.
Yeah.
And live streams the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's been a fortnight worth of cycling, and they just finished last night. But it's weird because I watch his stream through Iron Mouse's stream. And it is cute and funny because, you know, she puts her little avatar down in like a basket. So she's in the front of his bike.
Yeah.
Riding along. And, you know, when they hit certain goals, she'll sing some karaoke stuff. So,
yeah,
it's been really cool watching him bike across and seeing the different towns in the countryside and.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he was riding up Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
And cursing.
Yeah.
But the...
And I will say, adjacent to that, there was also the Abroad in Japan, where they went around Southern Island, which...
Oh, yeah.
Why am I blanking on the name of an entire island?
But, Hokkaido? Kyushu or Shikoku... one of those.
Hold on.
It was either Kyushu or Shikoku. But anyway, they like he along with Abroad in Japan like cycled around the entire island.
Ah, okay.
Just kind of cool.
Yeah.
Worth checking out on YouTube if you can find the time for that one.
Yeah.
Like they're entertaining individuals.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy when you put voice actors on stream for a long time. The random shit will come up to talk about. But but yes, that was several days worth of fun. And I don't know what I'll link to when this comes out. But I'm sure there'll be ways you can donate to IDF or check in on the streams. I think they ended up doing like $1 million.
Yeah, they did a lot.
Something fucking crazy. It was like when I checked in yesterday, they had just broken like 800 something. And they were losing their minds. But... I guess the rest of the day they've had a bunch of big donations come in. So that was really cool. So next year, guys, get your bikes ready. We're going to cycle to all of our houses.
Oh my God.
And stream the whole thing.
Oh my God.
But I'll start and I'll go up the Katy Trail to other Chris's house. And then other Chris can join me and we'll cycle all the way to North Carolina.
Oh my God.
And die. In the process.
And then we can film me getting on a bike and just riding up from a few houses away with you to my house.
It's right to the corner. It's a much, much greater distance in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a different kind of, environment? Cycling across Japan versus the fucking highway system you'd have to take in the United States.
Oh, jeez.
We would be dead the first day. But yes. So that was cool. And... My commemorative t-shirt should come in a couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Nice. Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay.
We got to read the rest of this book now, though.
Mm-hmm. We do.
At least some, at least enough of it to pretend like we read it.
Right.
Okay, that was our session for today. Homework for next time, for those of you reading along, read the rest of the book. The last sections are called Cincinnatus and Neither Chaos, but you know, just read until there isn't any book left. Continuing extra credit assignment, if you have a bookstore you'd like to send a shout out to, hit us up on socials, or email us at contact@rtfbpod.com and let us know why they're so cool. For on second thoughts today, listen, if you're an adult and you like going to a Disney park from time to time, that's cool. That's fine. I myself enjoy going to space on your various mountains or being haunted in a mansion or whatever. The whole place runs on nostalgia. I get it. I don't really understand, like, going into mourning, though, when a ride gets an update. And when that update is to remove references to a more than vaguely racist movie, that's where things get a little weird. Just putting that out there. Today's episode was actually just some of the town elders using dry ice and an old iMac to impersonate Chris Ham, Chris Other Chris Jacobson. It was edited by me, Travis Rowe, and was sponsored by no one in particular. Until next time, keep fucking reading.
Used to make a wah, so there's our headphones. W.
You can't hear us without the headphones.
Yep.
Hey!
Hey!
What's going on?
I just came back from Target.
Did you read this
Target's
book?
A good spot.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm explaining to the future how they can use the Hebrew alphabet to write English.
Yes.
It'll make sense when you listen to this, Sharon.
Wait, no, it won't.
Code?
No, it's to revive writing, in case they forgot.
Oh, okay.
This is so, also...
You just missed the I said, and Vav can be reassigned its original sound of wah, and therefore will have the W sound.
He's going to have a an online archive of Hebrew teachings and pornography.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
So restart that's why
civilization that way.
You hook him with the porn, and then you slip in the Hebrew teaching.
Right. And then you can kind of write again.
And then eventually you'd learn why it's wrong to be looking at this porn. Or not.
Is this supposed to go in, what is it, the masturbatorium?
Exactly. Yes. That's part of the schematics.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, look, a cat.
Oh, cat says no.
Yeah, cat says free me. Not even on film, not even recording, not even on the camera can you see me. So, cat says no.
Now she can't hear us.
I got you.
Bye, Sharon. She can't hear us, but we're waving.
Bye.
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 Huzzah!
God, she just can't stop talking about Jack in it.
I know, right?
What's up with that?
It's because she's got back from Target.
Masturbatorium. Yeah, it's Target.
Full of that Target energy.
Yeah.
She found deals, a good deal man. On shit.
Deals.
Look who it is.
Hi. Yay.
Oh my God.
Now we've had two guest stars.
A guest appearance.
Three, if you include the cat. What's up?
I need to know if you want a sandwich from Subway because I'm ordering it for the kids.
Oh, I do.
I want a sandwich from Subway.
What?
But...
Yeah, where's mine?
Oh. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Sorry,
damn
I
it.
Have to close that work. On, or my computer doesn't work.
Oh.
Just, you know, whatever.
No.
The Italian combo or whatever.
It's like what?
With stuff.
Yeah, you'll
know what it is.
Get that on BMT, bread. Man.
Yeah, the BMT.
With like just how it comes?
Yeah, white bread.
With all the stuff that it comes with?
Like yeah.
The
and sun chips.
Alright.
There's all right, the cat.
Oh, wait, you're Miss Sharon. Come back.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Look.
Oh, hold on.
There's a cat.
Uh-oh, there's going to be another cat, I bet. Yep.
This is going to turn into our longest episode ever.
Oh my god. Yeah.
With wives and cats coming in.
Wives and
Chris, get a wife and a cat quick.
Oh, yeah. I have cats, but they're not allowed in my room. But I'll have to get a wife. It. Oh no.
Sharon. A more different cat.
Look at her.
Come on, Sharon, she run back in.
It's Jumpy Cat.
She hates it. Okay, goodbye.
Come on, you coming? She's like, forget you.
She says, how dare you, madam? She hated it. No. What were we talking about before there were cats?
What else was good?